Now, here's the showdown time. Here's a lady. I suppose we are strangers to each other, or we are strangers. I've never seen the lady in my life, and she's never seen me as I know of, unless it was in a meeting somewhere. Have you ever seen? Never seen you, no way. This is the first time we've ever seen each other any time in life. And that is true. Then the lady standing here, she's up here for some cause. I do not know. God knows that. She may be sick. I don't know. She looks like a healthy woman. I couldn't say. I don't know. She may be in financial troubles. It may be domestic troubles. I don't know. She's wanting something from God, surely, or she wouldn't be standing here. If she isn't, God knows all about it anyhow. If she might be here as a critic. If she is, watch what happens. See? Now, we don't know. She's just a woman. Some of the boys, Billy or Gene or Leo or whoever who gave out the prayer cards a while ago, just give her a card and she just called up here. That's all we know. Is that right, ladies? That's all we know. Just here. Now, if I had power to heal the woman if she's sick, I'd do it. But I haven't the power. But if Jesus is standing here, wearing this suit of clothes that I have on, neither could he heal her. Did you know that? How many know that? It's kind of hard for you to raise your hands, but it's the truth. Why? He's already done it. He did it when he died at Calvary. How many know that? Sure. Sure. Then what would he do? He would do something to make her know that it was him. He'd say something maybe like this. Child of mine, if she is a Christian, that I don't know. But if she is, he'd say, child of mine, don't you believe that I died for this purpose? Yes, Lord, I believe. Well, why would you ask me that? But he might say, well, now there's something in your life that oughtn't to be. Or there's something that you have done or haven't done or something that way that would cause her to know that Jesus is present. Is that right? Is that what he done in the days gone by? He told, here's to the newcomer. Here's a picture tonight, just like it was in the Bible time. Here's a man and a woman. St. John 4. Everything that I try to do, the best of my knowledge, I place it in the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, well, it might be God anyhow. But I just like to do just what he says to do. You see, now, I'm sure. God can do things that's not wrote in the Bible, but I like to stay just with the Bible. Then I know it's right. In the old Bible, they had a... How many know how they tested a prophet, or a message, or a dream? It was said and told before the Urim Thummim. How many of you ever heard that? Let's see your hands. The Urim Thummim was Aaron, the ministers raising their hands, of course. It was Aaron's breastplate. And always God has worked in supernatural. And when the prophet went to speaking, or the dreamer telling his dream, if it was of the Lord, a conglomeration of light went to work, a supernatural light worked on that Urim Thummim. Then it was God, it was true. But if it didn't work, no matter how well it seemed to be, it wasn't true. God refused it. Now, that Aaronic priesthood ceased. But we have a new priesthood today. That Urim Thummim ceased. But we have a new Urim Thummim, and that's God's Word. What we do or say, if it doesn't flash in the Word, I'd leave it alone. But it must come from the Word. Now, this seemed like St. John 4, a man and a woman, which here we are, before God, this pulpit, the Bible, that neither have ever seen each other in life. We're totally strangers. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and will do the things that he did, that I do nothing till the Father shows me first. We all are aware of that, St. John 5:19. Now, if Jesus will come and just take this body, my boy, now remember, Jesus is in every way like he was, only a carnal body. Do you understand that? What are he? He is the vine, and we are the branches now. The vine doesn't bear fruit, the branches bear fruit, but the energy has to come from the vine. The vine has to send forth the power to bear the fruit. Now, if he is risen from the dead, which we know he is, and then if God sent me to do this, I'm not a preacher. As a preacher, I don't have the education to be a preacher. But if by gift that he lets me see vision and say to this woman, just like at the woman at the well, and we reveal to me something that's in your heart that you're wanting, would you believe it was him? You know it has to come from some supernatural resource. How many knows it would be a supernatural resource? Now, if you believe that, then it depends on what you think it is. If you say, oh, well, he's a mind reader, well, that's your reward you'd receive. But of course, there you'd, I wouldn't say it in that way. It might be terrible, because that would be the same as they did, blaspheming of the Holy Ghost, which is unpardonable. Now, that's what they blasphemed when they called the works that he was doing Beelzebub. How many know that? And Jesus said it would never be forgiven to call the working of God by the Holy Ghost Beelzebub or some evil spirit. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal it, I don't say that he will, but if he will, you'll believe. Will the audience believe? Does anyone know the woman out there? I suppose you do, yes. Plenty of you. All right. Now, if I said, lady, you're sick and you're going to be well, you'd have a right to doubt that. Unless you depend on how much you believe my word. But if the Holy Spirit will go back like he did to Philip, or like he did to the woman at the well, and tell her something that she's done, you know whether that's true or not. You'll know that. Then if he knows what has been, he surely will know what will be. You understand? You say, Brother Branham, are you stalling for something? Yes, I am. I'm waiting for the angel of the Lord, the anointing. It hasn't struck me yet, exactly. That's right. That's the reason I keep talking to her. Our Lord kept talking to the woman. But now, the woman is aware now that there's something taking place. If my audience can still hear my voice, right over the woman is a light. Lady, you're aware that a real sweet, humble feeling has just come over you. If that's right, raise up your hand, sir. Between you and I see it outlined. And the lady is very, very sick and shattered with death. She's suffering with a tremendous nervous condition and cancer of the nerve. And she has tumor on the brain. That is true. That is true, isn't it, lady? Wave your hand so that people know. Now, I see, I never seen her. And right now, I don't know what I said to her. Now, you heard a voice. That wasn't me. That was him. That was him. Because I don't know what to say to her. Now that the audience might know, the more you would talk to her, more would be. We just got a few standing here. Let's talk to the woman. Just to speak to you. Because the more I would say to you, of course, more and, of course, weaker you get. Visions make weakness. Do you remember the great prophet Daniel saw one vision with trouble at his head for many days? Jesus was touched by a woman's infirmity and said virtue went from him. But why then would he let me stand and have even more and more nights than we have record of him doing in the Bible? Because he made a promise, more than this shall you do. The same thing, but more of it. See, he is sinner, saved by grace, and him the Son of Jehovah. But he made a promise, his words are true. More in this shall you do, for I go to my Father. Yes, lady, I just want to see. Yeah, I see the woman is, if the body can still hear my voice, I don't know how loud I'm speaking now, because the lady goes away from me, and she's overshadowed with death. That's true. By hideous black shadow, which is cancer. And also, she is concerned about someone else that she's praying for. and that is her husband, that's here in this building. I feel his spirit moving. And her husband has tremendous pains in his back, and he's having some kind of a heart condition, a condition around his heart. And I see you both somewhere. You're in some sort of a need, or doing something. You're raising your hand. You are in some kind of a great meeting. Hasn't been too long ago, and you raise your hand to be converted. And that was in a city called Trenton. It is Trenton, New Jersey, and it was Old Robert's meeting. That's the day of the Lord. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is present? It may be your darkest hour, but Jesus is coming on. Let us pray. Most gracious Lord, I lay my hands upon this woman because thou hast said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, you keep all your promises, and I pray that our sister be made well, and the spirit of evil sickness be cast from her, and the desires of her heart given unto her. For I humbly ask it in Jesus' name, which cannot fail. Amen. God bless you, my sister. God's peace rest upon you now. Go, don't doubt nothing. You'll be well. God bless you. How do you do, ladies? You're strangers to me in a way that I don't know you, but yes, you seem familiar. Just a minute. Oh, you have been in the meeting, and you were healed of a bowel condition, and you're here for someone else now. And that is a woman that's been burned with the... And you're a nurse. I see in a hospital nurse. And the woman is burned severely, and you're standing in her behalf. And I hear you call her name Bethany. That is right. Now the God that heals you will heal her too. Father, in the name of thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, show mercy to this woman's request, and may it come to pass that the things that she desires shall be given to her. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who said, ask in my name, it shall be given. Amen. The Lord grant your request, my beloved sister. God be with you, sister, and grant to you. You have a prayer card? You don't? All right, sir. You give it to someone else. All right. If you'll keep believing, you want God to heal you of that nervous condition you had. That's right. If you'll keep believing, you can have it. You touched him. I'm a stranger to you, lady. And here's the beautiful fitting of the scriptures. Here's a woman, a colored woman, near a white man. Then I come from the Anglo-Saxon, she came from Ethiopia. It was the same picture of St. John Paul, a Samaritan and a Jew. And the question was, there was a segregation in those days, like there has been in the South for years. But Jesus let them know that there was no difference in the color of a person's skin. Right. They were all children of God. Just the country we was raised in has nothing to do with our relationship with God. But it's the same picture. Now, lady, we've never met in life before. This is our first time of ever meeting. If that's right, would you just raise your hands with me? It's our first time meeting. Now, if our Lord Jesus, when a Jew, he met a Jew and told him where he was under a tree, he said he saw him. That was 30 miles around the mountain. Some eyes. But he said, I saw you when you were under the tree. And he recognized that miracle to be only of God. And he said, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. The Samaritan woman, when he told her, a woman of a different race from he was, he told her what her trouble was, she quickly recognized that it was the sign of the Messiah. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, between the races and that he went to deal with, isn't he the same today? If he manifested himself in that way to prove he was Messiah to them, isn't he obligated to us in this day to manifest himself in the same way? If he's the same, he'll manifest himself the same. Does the audience believe that? May he grant it. The lady is not here for herself. She's here for someone else. That's a brother. I see you coming up together. And that brother is in a horrible condition right now. He's an alcoholic. He's laying drunk. And he was so drunk, you couldn't sober him up enough to bring him to the meeting. That thus saith the law. Do you believe? Let us pray. Oh, Jehovah God, grant the request of this sincere woman who stands here. Let thy Spirit come to her and give unto her the assurance in her heart that she has what she asked for. Grant it, Lord. We bless her as laying hands upon her. In the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, may she go, and what she's asked may she receive through Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't doubt one bit. You shall have what you ask. We are strangers to each other. The Lord knows the both of us. But if our blessed Savior will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe on him and accept him, knowing that he will give to you what you're asking? Let's say what you want in your heart, you pray and ask God. Now just be in your heart praying to God, and he will, I'm sure he'll grant it. Now, if the lady and the people in the church can still hear my voice, the lady is suffering from a female disorder, a lady's trouble. That is right. This was caused by a birth of a child. The little fella is at home, and he's got something wrong. The baby's got something wrong with it. It's all swelled up.
Yes.
It's got, the jaws are all swelled out. Yes. And it's got something in the head, trouble in its head.
Yes.
That is thus against the law.
Yes.
you be the judge, those words are true.
Yes.
God still lives. He made the promise by His Bible. Ask and you shall receive. No great Jehovah who cannot fail, I bless this thy child. In Jesus' name, thy son, and may she receive that what she has come for. May she find it even so, for we send her to her home in Jesus Christ's name for to be healed. Amen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. Be just as reverent. I know it's getting cold. It's cold here. But let's just try to get another or two. How about in the audience? Are you believing? Just believe. Touch His garment. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe You. I believe that the Bible is right. And I believe that You've raised from the dead. You say, Brother Branham, these things ought to be before the whole world. I know it. But they'll not know it until we're gone. They never did know it through the ages. Even the disciples didn't know it. They said, must Elias come first? Said, He's already come. And you didn't know Him. Believe. You believe she'd get well if I'd ask the Lord for you? Your friend that's got diabetes? You believe it? You got a handkerchief you want me to pray over, haven't you? The woman has one leg amputated. That's right. Thus saith the Lord. Bring me your handkerchief. You brought it for that purpose. Take it from your purse and bring it to me. Have faith. Bring it right here. Just right here.
And right there for you.
Thank you. I knew it, lady, by the revelation of Jesus Christ. You touched something, didn't you, lady? You seen you wasn't going to get into the prayer line, but you were praying. I've seen your prayer. Not me. It's something it's the Holy Spirit. I'm only talking to you here if He would talk to me. Now let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, in the Bible we are taught that they've taken from the body of St. Paul handkerchiefs and aprons because the people seen the Spirit of God working in this man. And they had faith to believe their apostle. And they sent these handkerchiefs to the sick and afflicted. And the Bible says that evil spirits went out of them and diseases were healed. Now we realize that we're not St. Paul, but we know that You're still Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're taught that when the Red Sea had the children of Israel cut off from the Promised Land, that God looked down through the pillar of fire and the sea got scared. Moved back and made a dry path for Israel to cross on towards the promise. Tonight, Lord, when this handkerchief is placed upon the sick body of this one so desiring to be healed, I pray that God will look to the blood of His Son and may the woman pass from sickness into the promise of good health. And be made well, for we send it for this purpose, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let no one in. Now, do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus is here to make well, to heal the sick and the needy? All right, I believe if we would pray right here now to each one, so you'd get out of the chill. Do you believe that God would heal you? Do you believe He would do it? Are you aware that Jesus has come along? Is that according? How many Bible readers know that God promised that, that Jesus promised that? That's the things that He did. Now, remember, your brother has nothing to do with it. It's your faith in the resurrection of Jesus. Is this the faith? Is it? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't the faith. No. But being that you're standing here, we strangers to each other, as far as I know, we are. Now, you're a man, and a friend by the name of Philip went and found Nathaniel and brought him over, where a man met our blessed Lord. Now, you and I being strangers would just be the same, that we don't know each other, but you and I both are meeting Jesus now. And now, if He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He could let me know where your trouble is. And if He does, would you be reverent enough to believe that you're in His presence? You know that there's something. Standing before me, a man would make you feel like you're feeling now. You know that there's something that's on. Why did I call you? I was sick, the praise was sick, the light was already on you. And I know the Holy Spirit wants me to talk to you. That's the reason I did it, for I was fixing to pray for the entire audience. But when I turned and felt the Spirit of God this way, I looked and the light's all around you. Now tears are running down your cheeks because you know you're in His presence. I'd never make you feel that way. I couldn't. I'm a man. I wish the audience could only know what this is, what I speak of. I know you don't have to feel anything. You believe something. But it's because his faith is so anchored. Some way, he realizes that he's in the presence of something besides a man. What's the expression on their faces as they come forward and just get into the presence of him? Now, his presence is there, of course, too. But if our Heavenly Father, this being a man, and us standing together that we have never met before in life, if God will tell the man what he wants, then surely God is interested in his desires. Is that right? Now, will the rest of you believe that it will all with one accord? Now, sir, the Lord Jesus grant, it isn't necessary that I would look at you or anything, but just to talk to you. I don't look at those people in the audience and so forth, but may the Lord grant the request. Now, if you're sick, you know I can't heal you, but it takes the Spirit of God to do that in your faith in Him. Surely with the faith that you have, you would receive it. My brother, you're not here for sickness. You're here with a desire in your heart to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what you're here for. That's right. Also, your wife, she has some spiritual problems. And she has pain, she's nervous, and got pain through her body. That's right. You believe you will receive it? I see him somewhere else. You have been at a meeting of mine before, but you didn't get in. That wasn't in this city either. It was a city where a large lake, and I see Joseph Bovay standing near. It was in Chicago. He was in Chicago seeking the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thus saith the Lord. That is true. Let us pray. Blessed Redeemer, Thou give the promise which can never fail. Let Thy Holy Spirit come just now, deeply, richly,
and embed the faith of the Lord Jesus in the heart of this man, and may everything that he has desired tonight be manifested to him and given to him. And may you go from this building down the street rejoicing, saying, did not our hearts burn within us? For Jesus made himself real to us tonight. Grant it, Lord, I bless this my brother in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will receive that what he asked for. Amen. The Lord bless you, sir. You shall receive that what you have asked for. God be with you. Do you believe? All right, will you come? Someone thought back there it was mind reading just a few moments ago, or telepathy rather, to prove it to you. Ladies, don't look at me, but lay your hand on mine. If the Lord God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me as God's servant? You have heart trouble. That's right. You believe that God will make you well of it? Then go and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe, sir, with all your heart?
Amen.
You believe that God will heal you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then the diabetes will leave you and you can go be made well. Do you believe it? It is not. A lady's trouble and also a nervous heart. That is right. Go and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is not telepathy. It's the Spirit of the living God in these great days. Do you believe it? Then let us raise our hands to God. And I want you to pray with me this prayer. O God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon us. And heal us. I now accept Jesus Christ as my healer. I say, shut in with him. That's your prayer. That's your confession. Just believe that that same great light that's here at the pulpit is circling its way to the building. Oh, how
divine exists, not me, but him, to represent him. That is the judgment I have to stand with you. That's going to be the difference there. Now, and at the judgment, I have to answer. You have to answer. I have to answer whether I preach it. You have to answer whether you receive it or not. Now, if any of you here, how many in your knows the Scripture says that Jesus now, right now, is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? You believe that? The Bible says so. Then how would we touch him? Like the woman touched his garment? Yes, sir. She touched with the feeling of her infirmity. And she touched his garment. He turned around and said, "Hey, touch me." He didn't know. And didn't know who touched him. And he said, "Who touched me?" Well, Peter said, "Adam touched me." He said, "But I got weak. Virtue, strength went from me." Now think of one vision. That one woman touched him, and the Son of God got weak. How about me, a sinner? Saved by grace, what the one do to me? See? But why would it have happened so many times? Look at this afternoon, and here we start again. Why does it? Because Jesus said, "These things that I do shall you also do more than this shall do." For I go to the Father, it's his word. Now, if they heal somebody, I can't, of course not. Now, you just be real there. Don't move around. Keep your seat. That's real quiet. Pray. Touch him. If you touch him with your faith, then watch and see if he don't turn right back around. Touch you, talk to you, and speak to you with an audible voice. He may have to use somebody else's voice, because the only voice he has is mine and yours. Only hands he has, mine and yours. We are the vine, the branches. Now, everyone, remember, just while we pray. Heavenly Father, I bring to thee tonight myself of this audience. I bring them in the wrath of their sickness. Lord, merciful God, be kind to everyone, and may their hearts be open to them. May they understand, and not their eyes with eyesight. And anoint mine too, Lord, that we might see the invisible God living among his people as he promised. He promised he would not leave us, Lord God, the world. He promised he would be with us. And the work that he would do in like manner, Lord, until he comes. Now, Father God, I did all that I know how to do the rest is yours. Now we commit ourselves to thee. And ask that you will visit us tonight and bring this joy to our hearts and to our bodies. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And next is our God. As far as I know, the lady that stands by me now is a stranger to me. I do not know the lady, as I made a mention of that man. I guess we're strangers to each other. We are. This woman is a colored woman. I'm a white man. If this is a picture again of the woman at the well, a Jew and a Samaritan, Jesus let her know that there was no racial line in God. No color skin that has nothing to do with God. We're everyone from the same tree. That yellow, brown, black, or white. The country we was raised in has nothing to do with color our skins one way or the other. It has nothing to do with God. By one blood, God made all men. If I were dying, this woman could give me a blood transfusion. But don't ever put an animal blood in my blood. Her blood's the same as mine. God created.
It's to my most humble belief and the sincerity and the integrity of my heart that if men and women now here who raise your hand to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I know it's customary to bring people to the altar. That's all right. I have nothing against it. But coming to the altar, you can only do one thing. That is, tell God you're thankful He saved you. For the minute that you mean what you say when you raise your hands, God accepts you upon your testimony. Right then, you defy the laws of gravitation, and just the same as that star defied the laws of the solar system. The solar system moves according to a routine. That's the way it has to move. But this star defied it. Passed out over it all. Because God was doing the leading. Today the regular routine says that many of you here must die. The doctor's done all he can do. That's right. But the Spirit of the living God defies that. But I'll take you through.
Amen.
Don't, might not happen in a second.
Praise God.
They endured to see Him who was invisible. Abraham was given a promise and waited 25 years before it happened. But he marched on. He called anything was contrary to the promise as though it wasn't. I would not stand here on this Christmas Eve and say these things before this little group of people if I didn't know from what I was speaking on. Yesterday, the woman may be present. Her name is Mrs. Wright. Are you here from New Albany? Mrs. Wright, many of you might know her. She's I believe, a well-known woman in New Albany. The last healing service here, where I didn't know, it was under the discernment. Now, next Sunday night, the Lord willing, we may try a discernment. We can't get it on Sunday morning. Good, because you see, last Sunday morning is a week what happened. See, the people don't get in here in time to get lined up and so forth of the morning because you got your dishes to wash and so forth. But on Sunday night, we're going to try it. Maybe next Sunday night, the Lord willing. While the discernment was on, just one case I want to mention. Right after I tell you of Mrs. Wright. She couldn't get here. The doctors of New Albany, I could call their names, but it might not be wisdom to do so because many times they don't want you to do that. We try to live with peace with all men as far as possible. And we love our doctors. Doctors, perhaps sitting here this morning, I have many doctor friends. Good man, Christian men who trust God. They're not healers. They're just man. And what they can do physically, they do it. They just aid nature. They set a bone, take out an obstruction, something like that. But God has to create cells. God's the only one who can heal or build tissue. No medicine will do it. Now, this woman had a blood clot swinging at her heart. She was in her 60s. She was swollen so bad till she was again as big as she ordinarily was. And they called her on the phone, and my wife brought me to the phone and said, Billy, the woman will speak to you in New Albany. I said, well, sister, come on. This morning we're going to have a healing service up at the tabernacle. She said, my dear brother, she said, I wish I could bring her. But she can't even move and said she's dying right now and said there's not a hope for her and said, we have heard of the great things that God has did by your prayers. Won't you pray for her? Will you come? I said, I can't come. But can you put the phone to her ear? She said, I believe I can move her bed over. And she moved the bed over and got the woman could hardly speak. I said, if you will believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yeah. Not what you just think, but what you really know. Faith is, I said the other Sunday, if I was starving to death, and I asked one loaf of bread would save my life and you give me 25 cents, I could rejoice just the same as I had the bread. Because there's plenty of bread. And there's plenty of power to heal. If thou canst believe, that's the 25 cents. I can rejoice because maybe the bread's 10 miles from me. But when I've got the 25 cents, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm just as happy as that 25 cents as if I'd eaten the bread. Though I got a long ways to journey yet. Go through creek beds and cross the fords and over the foot logs and down through the briar patch and up over the hill. I may get hungry all the time. I get cramps. I'm so hungry. But I'll rejoice all the time because I'm holding the 25 cents, the purchase of the loaf of bread.
Amen.
No matter what the conditions are, Abraham rejoiced for 25 years, holding the faith in his heart that God was able to perform what he had promised. And he got what he asked for. Dear darling and sister, no matter what the circumstances are, take that 25 cents, that faith, F-A-I-T-H. Take that in your hand. Take it in your heart. Say, no matter what happens, now you can't make believe, you've got to really believe. My child shall live because in my heart God has made a promise and I've got faith to believe it. And then everything else becomes negative. See? God makes it move right into that realm. That woman called me yesterday. Some of them answered the phone. She wouldn't take it. My wife went to the phone. She wouldn't take it. She wanted to speak to me. She said, Brother Branham, I'm praising your name. I said, my name? What are you doing that for? She said, oh, if you could only see me. I said, then praise God. He was the one who did it. She said, the doctors can't even find a piece of that blood clot. It's scattered and gone. And I'm normal, walking around in good health, the best health I've been in years. Her name is Mrs. Wright. She lives, you know, she told me her first name somewhere in New Albany. I don't know just now. Under the discernment last Sundays a week, standing here, I said, I don't want any one of the tabernacle folks. I want those who are not of the tabernacle. Let the Holy Spirit speak. But somehow, way back somewhere in one side or the other, there was a little fellow by the name of Hickerson. All of us know Brother Hickerson. He's a real, genuine trophy of God's grace. And he scooted down under some people. I didn't even know him. But the Holy Spirit had it all ordained. He was looking through the arm of some man sitting back in there. Now, I didn't know who he was. I said, the little fellow looking at me, through the arm of that man, he's praying about a loved one, I believe a brother or brother-in-law or something, that was in the insane institution. Mentally gone. And no hopes for him to ever recover. And it said, thus saith the Lord, he shall recover. And the little fellow believed it, yet I know nothing about it for days afterwards. And yesterday, they dismissed him from the insane institution in Kentucky as a perfect, normal, well man.
Amen.
And our little Methodist preacher brother, Brother Collins, another trophy of God's grace. He may be here this morning. Both of them, all of them may be here. Come to my house last night with Brother Palmer from Georgia. And was telling it, this boy passed by on his road to Louisville after being dismissed from the insane institution. He'd been saved also and was going down to make restitutions for all his wrong that he had done. Trophy, God's immortal grace. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let the enemy teach you. There's an immortal light shining. That immortal light is Jesus Christ, God's Son. Believe on him. Hanker it in your heart. Receive it in faith. Let us pray and lay hands on you, anointing you with oil. Watch what God will do.
Amen.
No matter what circumstances, Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he said, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be plucked up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe in what you say, shall come to pass, thou shalt have what you say. Now let me quote the lexicon. That's the original Greek. Here's the way it reads. If thou shalt say to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said is coming to pass, you can have what you say. When you said, mountain, be moved, and it still stands there, you say, well, it didn't happen. Oh, it did happen. When you said, mountain move, maybe one little significant grain of sand turned loose out of the hundreds of billions and billions of tons. One little grain moved, but it's beginning to take place. Hold that faith and watch that mountain disappear.
Amen.
Certainly. Thou shalt say in thy heart, disease move from my child. Disease move from my body. in the name of the Lord Jesus, and don't doubt. Right there, the good germs take on a new armor and a new weapon, and the enemy gets to back up. He's defeated because Christ and the drinking of his myrrh at Calvary defeated the devil in every one of his powers. He stripped him of everything he had, and he's nothing but a bluff.
Hallelujah.
If we go through with it, he'll do it. We are determined by God's grace to preach the gospel and reflect his light until he comes. Now, Lord, the rest is to you. We shall now call these people, and may the Holy Ghost come to this little tabernacle and make a faith in every heart as they stand and come by here to be prayed for. May they leave today and do like those wise men when they seen the star again after the spell of darkness. They rejoice with exceeding great joy. And may these people, as they are anointed and prayed for, James said in the gospel, call the elders, let them anoint them with oil, and pray over them the prayer of they shall save the sick. May the people rejoice with exceeding great joy, knowing that the faith of God has broken to their hearts, and they shall have what they ask for. Now, Father, you've done your part. I've done all I know how to do except lay hands on the people and anoint them. Now the rest will belong to them. May it not fail. May every wheel of God's immortal clock work perfectly this morning as the sick are anointed. For Jesus Christ's sake we ask it. In his name, amen. If you can only believe, just only believe, all things are possible. Now that song does something to me. Hundreds of languages, I heard the heathens and the Hottentots singing that when it's come to the platform. This same woman, same pianist, as far as I know, introduced the song to me 11 years ago before I left in the ministry. Paul Rader, my friend, wrote it. Jesus coming down the mountain, he saw a boy with epileptic. The disciples could do nothing about it. He said, Lord, have mercy on my child. He said, I can, if thou wilt believe, for all things are possible, only believe. There's where Paul got his faith. Only believe. Oh. Now look away from your sickness now. Only believe. Can't you do that? Holy. Just remember, he's standing here. He's lovely. He's promised it. He respects his life. Look at others being healed. Sure. You can too. Look at me, a blind man. Look at others. Look at how my Lord blossoms. How many believes that right now you've got faith in your heart to say, I believe it's settled. I believe I can accept him right now. I believe I can say, and I'll be well. No matter what takes place, I'm saying to this mountain of sickness, be thou removed and leave me or my loved ones or whatever it is. And I believe that it will come to pass. Watch what takes place. That disease will start tearing. It'll start moving. The first thing you know, doctor will say, what's happened here? That's right. If thou canst believe. Here comes Brother Devil. Now let those that are in this aisle here stand up to this side, and you that's in this aisle, go right around the back and come right around if you will, so we have one single line. We'd have the elders to come forward to stand with the people as they're pleased. Pray for another little girl. We'll walk down and pray for this little child in here. We'll just come right where she's at. I want the ones who others are to be prayed for, go over on this side now. I want every person in here to be in prayer right now. You are part to do with this. The usher standing up there will direct you in the line that you're supposed to line in at this time. All things are possible.
little flock from the cross.
The Christmas star say now? Friends, there's many in here praying for you now. Good men, good women, saintly, godly women and men. My brother Neville stands here by my side, which I've known for years to be a godly person. People that come here from out of town, they call me up on the phone and said, "Who is that little fellow as your pastor? Give me his address. I want to write to him. He seems like a very sincere man." I'm so happy, and I can say, one of the godliest persons I know. He lives what he preaches and talks about. He's got the anointing crucifix in his hand. God's got the power in his hand.
Amen.
Have you got the faith in your heart? If you have, it's got to happen. Out across here, here's ministers. Godly people sitting here is going to be praying for you. Something has to happen now. Something brought you this far. It was the star. Now, the star of the morning star. Now, receive the immortal, eternal light. Just as we follow this routine, like baptizing you or anything, see? Anoint the sick and all, pray over them. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Jesus said the last words to his church, "These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick. They shall recover." In other words, I'd say this. Put it in words you know it. Wherever this gospel is preached in all the world, my servants shall lay hands upon the sick. They'll get well.
Amen.
Now, there's only one thing to condemn that. That's unbelief.
Amen.
You see? That doesn't lay... Even if the brother and I wasn't even fit for to preach the gospel, which we're not only by His grace, but no matter what we would be, it's His Word.
Amen.
He don't have to stick by us, but He has to stay by His Word.
Amen.
If thou canst believe.
Amen.
Now, how many out there in the audience is going to be praying for these people? Raise up your hands. Now, I want you people, look out there. That's where the prayers are going towards heaven for you now.
Amen.
Now, every head bowed, and everyone praying, as Brother Anoint. Just a minute now, we have this congregational prayer for these here. Merciful Lord, we go forward now as Your servants. To do the duty of ministers.
Thank you.
There are many here, Lord, in the line who is very, very sick, no doubt. Some of them are near death. And some of them are still in their seats. For instance, the little girl that's been come from Florida. There are some here from Georgia and from different places. From up to Indianapolis, some from over in Ohio. Gathered in this little group this morning, been waiting here in hotels and everything. Waiting for the hour to be prayed for. They've been in the meetings. They've watched Your hand move and work. And right here now, the Lord, take away the fiction of Santa Claus and bring to them the real Christmas gift. Give them good health just now, Lord, because they have come believing. And we're coming, standing between them and the Lord God of heaven to make intercessions for them. To pray and to give utterance of our own voice in their behalf. May not one of them, Lord, fail to have faith. We know the Word says it. We know that we believe it. Now, Lord, may they believe it.
Amen.
And receive what they've asked for.
Right.
We go forward now as ambassadors of Christ. with this whole church body of praying in one accord for their healing. May it be so, and when they leave, may they go with exceeding great joy. Because the day spring has come upon us.
Amen.
The floodlights of heaven has turned our way. And we see the resurrected Lord Jesus in His power and glory.
Amen.
Amen.
As she being anointed in the name of the Lord Jesus, we lay hands upon her and ask that her sickness be cured by the hand of the Almighty God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, boy, and receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. As being anointed, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask for the desire of your heart to be granted. In the name of the Lord
Jesus.
Being anointed tomorrow, we lay hands upon our brother. In the name